Today, our short chapel-style sermon is going to be on John chapter 12. And as I get into that, I first want to ask the question, what are you here for? What are you here for? I don't mean right here, right now, but what's your purpose in life? Why are you living? What's it all about? There was a very smart guy a long time ago called Aristotle. Anyone heard of Aristotle? Yes? All right, a few nods around the room. He was a Greek philosopher. And he talked about the purpose of something. In fact, he talked about the purpose of an acorn, right? A tree seed. And he said that the purpose of an acorn is to produce an oak tree and then to produce more acorns, all right? And I've got a wonderful video clip here of a seed, an acorn actually growing into a very small oak tree. It's not a big one. This takes 18 months to get this high. But as we look at that clip, I want you to ask yourself, what's it like for the seed? What is it like for the seed to go through this process? Now, I know seeds don't have feelings. They don't have neurons and a brain and all that kind of thing. But if you're a seed, what do you reckon it would be like to go through this process? This is a marvelous and mysterious process. This one is an acorn to an oak tree in 8 months. And we're just going to do a little bit of commentary as we go along. So it starts off in the ground, and for quite a while, nothing really seems like it's happening. Scientists have studied this, and they still don't fully understand how a seed actually turns into a tree and how the water and the other chemicals that are found in the soil actually influence this thing to change from what it is to what it's going to be. So right now it's all still pretty slow and it looks like not a lot is happening. But inside the seed there are some mysterious chemical changes going on and things are starting to change and to move inside the seed, even though we can only see the outside. I might actually skip along a bit because this acorn takes ages. Oh, no, hang on. What have we got here? Did anyone see that thing pop out down the bottom left there? Yep. There's actually a little root growing into the ground there. And, oh, now we've got some movement. Ooh. So the shell of the acorn is coming right off, and what was inside the acorn is actually completely transformed, and there's a shoot of a tree growing up towards the sunlight. And no matter which way you put a seed in the ground, the roots always grow downwards, and the shoots always grow upwards, which is quite profound, really, when you think about it. How does the seed know which way is up and down? And there is the shoot emerging from the ground, and it gets leaves, little leaves. It looks like Groot, baby Groot, for anyone who knows Guardians of the Galaxy. And then it grows into a small, small oak tree. And over the course of 100 years or so, it'll grow even bigger. Now, I don't know about you, but as I look at that clip, I think some of that process must actually be pretty painful for the seed. Like, it's changing from a seed into a plant. It's ceasing to be something and becoming something else. It's got all of these amazing transformations and changes kind of going on within the seed. And in our Bible verse for today, Jesus uses this as an analogy for why he came into the world. And I'm just going to read that passage for you again. John 12, verse 20 to 33. This is in the last week of Jesus' life, before his crucifixion. And he knows that he's going to die. And the passage goes like this. Some Greeks who had come to Jerusalem for the Passover celebration paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. They said, "Sir, we want to meet with Jesus." Philip told Andrew, and they went together to ask Jesus. Jesus replied, "Now is the time for the Son of Man to enter into his glory. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat is planted in the ground and dies, it remains alone. But its death will produce many new kernels, a plentiful harvest of new lives. Those who love their life in this world will lose it, and those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. And then Jesus says, now my soul is deeply troubled. He knows he's going to die. He knows it's not going to be nice for him. And he says, should I pray, Father, save me from this hour? But this is the very reason I came. It's for this reason that I came into the world. Jesus says that his life is like a seed, and that the purpose of his life is actually to die, to get planted in the ground, and for his life to come to an end. Now, I think this is actually a coffee bean rather than a seed of some other kind, but that's okay. Let's pretend it's a seed. And where does that happen? Well, Jesus knows that he is going to the cross. And the cross is the thing that God actually uses to plant the seed of his life into the ground. Why? Why would God want to do that? Because God knows that through Jesus' death, through his being planted like a seed, his life will grow and actually multiply through his resurrection so that everyone in the world can actually have new life. So it becomes like a tree of life. Jesus says, when I'm lifted up on the cross, when my life is planted in the ground, in the soil of everyone's sin and death, I will draw all people, everyone, to myself, the whole world. So Jesus planting his life in death is actually designed to give life to the whole world by drawing everyone to Jesus. People from Judea, which is where most of his disciples were from, but also people from Greece, the people who came to Philip and said, hey, we want to see Jesus. We want to know what this guy's like. And people from Africa, and people from everywhere around the world, South America, Australia, all of us. Jesus says that his life will only be one life until it gets planted and grows and gives life to everyone in the world. So what's this got to do with you? What's your purpose on this planet? Why are you here? What are you here for? I'd like to suggest two things that come out of this passage and out of Jesus' loving and gracious death for us. First of all, you are here to receive real life. And I'm going to look a little bit more closely at these two things. And secondly, you're here to plant your life, like Jesus planted it, so that it can multiply and grow. If this is indeed a coffee bean, then maybe some of us would be saying, absolutely, that's what gives me life. I receive real life when I have my first shot of coffee in the morning. But it's a seed, okay? It's a seed. So receive real life. First of all, the most important thing for human beings is to know that you are loved by God, to know that you were so precious to God the Father that he would plant the life of Jesus in your sin, in your death, on the cross, so that you could have life with God. Jesus gave his life because of God's love for you. Jesus planted his life into death so that you could have life through his resurrection. He says, when I am lifted up on the cross, I will draw all people to myself. So the most important reason that you are here, the most important thing of all, is to be loved by God and to know that you are loved by God and to know the depth of his love for you. That's the first thing. Receive real life. Secondly, plant your life. Jesus says everyone who loves their life in this world will lose it. It's like a seed going, you know what, that whole growing thing, that sounds really painful. I don't think I want to go through that. I'm just going to sit here and be a happy little single seed. That will be good for me. And Jesus says, no, you know what? It's about planting it. It's about giving it away. It's about these things, loving God, serving Jesus, and loving other people. And I'm just going to read those few verses from John 12, verse 25. Jesus says, "Those who love their life in this world will lose it. Those who care nothing for their life in this world will keep it for eternity. Anyone who wants to be my disciple will follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And the Father will honor anyone who serves me." If you try and keep it, you actually lose it. If you give it away, if you follow Jesus and serve him, and following him means following him into all sorts of difficult situations as well, and love other people and serve God, you discover that life grows, that it's multiplied, that it's more than it was before you planted it. So why are you here? Two things. You're here to receive real life, to be loved by God, to know that Jesus planted his life for you and for the world. And you're here not to cling on to it, but to plant your life, to give it away, to go through tough times, but to do it for the sake of God and other people. Jesus says, "The time for judging this world has come, when Satan, the ruler of this world, will be cast out. And when I am lifted up from the earth on the cross, I will draw all people to myself." That's what God is doing. That's what your purpose is, to receive the life that Jesus gives to you in his death and resurrection. Amen.